But it's not the start to the season that any Mansfield Town would have wanted. So what is the reaction amongst the fan base? On the line now is Sam Binch, a Stag supporter who runs the Mansfield Musings blog. So Sam, given I suppose the expectations, the amount of players that came in, it's probably fair to say you expected a bit better from the opening five games.
Hi Aaron, yeah, it's been a disappointing start, I think, in terms of results. With performances, I think we probably could have picked up two or three more points. I mean, we deserved to beat Tranmere on the opening day, and we probably deserved a draw at Newport as well, but we're involved in a lot of tight games, and when you're in tight games and you keep making individual errors, then you're probably not going to pick up the points that the overall performance deserves.
It's a tough one, isn't it? Because we've talked on the terrace plenty of times about the amount of new players that came in. It's naturally going to take time to gel, but you would just hope it would happen a bit quicker.
Yeah, I think we bought 11 players in the summer and shipped out 13. So you've got to give the manager more than five games, in my opinion, in order to mould the side the way he wants to. But on the other hand, obviously Salford today have sacked Graham Alexander, and they've got six more points than us and are unbeaten in the league. So it just shows you how ruthless football owners can be, I suppose, when the results aren't going your way.
Absolutely. And do you think Graham Coughlin is the right man for the job at Mansfield?
I think the jury's still out. His results haven't been great, to say the least. I think he's got one of the lowest win percentages of any Stags manager. But I think there's been enough in the performances to show that if we can just get a win on the board, then he can possibly build something. And like I say, I think you've got to give more than five games to a manager who's made such big changes over the summer.
Now, Sam, you mentioned earlier it's these new players coming in, but also it's been individual errors. Is that why Stags, do you think, have struggled, or what do you think it is?
Yeah, I think so. I think the defence and the goalkeeper have certainly cost us a few points. I mean, we've not gone behind in any game so far this season. I mean, at Leighton Orient, we were 2-0 up with 10 minutes to go and drew 2-2. At Newport, we were 1-0 up with 12 minutes to go and lost 2-1. So, and most of those goals were down to either goalkeeping errors or poor clearances from the defence. So, I think you've got to say that individual errors have played a big part.
Jake Garner, Mansfield Town correspondent for BBC Radio Nottingham, is also with us. Jake, would you say Sam's right? It is individual errors costing them?
Yeah, absolutely. Right on the money. In all the games that Mansfield have dropped points, as it were. I mean, they've only got 3 points in five games this season, which isn't the best return at all for the quality that they've brought in. But you look at the likes of Leighton Orient, where they were 2-0 up with 10 minutes to go, less than 10 minutes to go, in fact, and there was individual errors that cost them there. I don't want to pinpoint any players, but players losing runners inside the penalty area, which cost them the equaliser. There was the Newport clearance, which ultimately led to an equaliser as well at Rodney Parade. And so, yeah, I think Sam's right. It is individual errors. And as well, going forward, particularly on Saturday, even though they hit the bar and they hit the post, there was a lot of time spent inside their own half with Ryan Sweeney, Ronan Maniese and Farron Rawson. And it just seemed a bit that there didn't seem to be that much urgency, particularly in the latter stages of the game. When it's 0-0 and you've not got your 3 points on the board yet this season, you want them to sort of go for the jugular, particularly against the likes of Stevenage. And unfortunately, they didn't really do that. So, yeah, I think Sam's dead right.
Sam, Jake mentioned something really interesting there, where he talks about maybe the lack of urgency and so forth. Do you think that's something that potentially not playing in front of any fans is having an impact on?
I don't think it's anything to do with the fans, no, to be honest. I think it's just the style of play. I mean, I think Nicky Maynard had something like 15 touches on Saturday afternoon. When he's your biggest goal threat, he scored 15 goals last season. You've got to get the ball to him more than 15 times in a game. So, yeah, I'd like to see Andy Cooks, but I think he's been our best striker so far. I'm not sure why he's been dropped to the bench, to be honest. I'd like to see him paired with Maynard up top to give us more chance of getting some goals in the net.
Sam, we've been talking a lot about Forest on this show. Of course, it's the Terrace, so we talk about Forest, we talk about County, we talk about Mansfield Town. And I think it's a similar question for both clubs. But for Mansfield, with the start of the season that you've had, is it still right to be looking at, I suppose, promotion at the end of the season or playoffs, or are you not now aiming that high?
Yeah, I still think there's plenty of time. Obviously, there's over 100 points still to play for, but obviously you'd hope that once we get a win on the board, if we can get a win on the board, then we can go on a bit of a run. But I don't think the ambitions would have changed this early, but things certainly need to start turning around pretty soon, I would say.
Brilliant. Sam, thank you so much for joining us on BBC Radio Nottingham. That was Sam Binch, who runs the Mansfield Musings blog. I like that. We've had a county supporter. We've had a Mansfield Town supporter. And after 6:30, you were going to hear from two Forest fans, because there is a lot to speak about when it comes to Forest. New manager of